Hi, I'm Mike Corrado. I'm an author and illustrator of children's books. I was born outside of New York City, and I currently live right here in Northampton, Mass. I studied illustration at Syracuse University, where I rediscovered my love of children's literature. In the picture book world, I'm best known for my series Little Elliot, which is about a little polka-dotted elephant who loves cupcakes, living in New York City in the late 1930s with his best friend Mouse. These books revolve around the theme of friendship. This piece is from the book Little Elliot Fall Friends, which is the fourth book in the series, published in 2017. Elliot lives in the big city, but gets burnt out by all the noise and hustle and bustle, so he and Mouse take a trip to the countryside for some much-needed quiet and fresh air. There, the two frolic and play in the fields, but Elliot gets lost during hide-and-seek. Mouse thinks of an ingenious way to find their lost friend, and Elliot has to literally follow his nose to be reunited. This piece is called I'll Race You Up That Hill. We can see Elliot and Mouse have just arrived in the country. The bus is driving off in the distance, and the two friends are surrounded by an expansive countryside. In the text, Elliot says, "Wow, the country is even bigger than the city." They are on a dirt road that winds alongside a stone wall by a lake. We see fields in the distance bordered by trees. This is a drawing of pencil on paper. I scanned this image and colored it digitally in Photoshop, and that is what we see in the printed book. In the book, we can see that the trees are colored all the beautiful shades of autumn, and it's a bright, sunny day. Until I started this book, I lived in large cities for my entire adult life. Like Elliot, my days were filled with weaving through the busy sidewalks, trying not to get stepped on in pursuit of finding that perfect cupcake. But some days, a city can be a bit much. No matter where we live, it's good to get out of our bubble, and every city dweller will find themselves in need of fresh air and quiet, though some of us prefer a private beach resort over a bumpy country road, but still. Sometimes we are able to travel to a place that's so different that it can overwhelm us in unexpected ways. While it can be exhilarating going to a completely different place, it can also be scary. You leave your familiar world behind, you're left vulnerable. In a way, you lose yourself. But through this act of casting off your identity and being immersed in another world, you can find a whole new part of yourself that you never knew existed. It's important to remember that there are many places and people outside of where you're from. Both city and country have much to offer. And there exists great potential for many friendships if people are willing to be vulnerable, experience different communities, and meet different people. I also love autumn. I grew up in the Lower Hudson Valley in New York State. I also lived on the West Coast for 10 years as an adult, and fall is when I would always get homesick. As a kid, my family would go apple picking every year at the same farm. You can see that farm featured in several pages of the book. The rest of the countryside in the book is inspired by the landscape of upstate New York and Western Massachusetts, two places I now call home. I really wanted the reader to feel like they were out for a walk on a crisp day in October. This book was a bit of an art imitates life moment for me. When I started working on this book, I was living in Brooklyn, much like Elliot, but without the brownstone. Midway through the project, I found out that I had to move here. I felt very disoriented and a little out of place when I first came to Massachusetts. There were also many big things happening in the world, and I was feeling a bit lost in my life. This book ended up being a way to work through those difficult times. I could not see where I would go from there. But as Elliot did in the book, I had to follow my nose towards something that felt good to find myself again.